sneeze worse, nearly knocked the helmet over as he grabbed the fish.
Gosh, I will be old mate, sit to tell you what I'll do. I'll shove it in with this soup and cook it up a bit on the fire, while you scout for more firewood, mate. You can have the head and tail, those are the best bits. I'll have the middle, because you probably damaged that part by jumping on it, mate.
Louseware rose, smiling happily.
Then we're still mates.
Sneezeware, snaggletooth grin, smiled back at him.
I was only kidding you a moment back. We was always mates, me and you. True blue. If you can't find a spot by your fire and a bit of spear for your old mate, then what sort of mate are you? That's what I always says. You nip along now and get the wood.
Damug squatted at the water's edge, honing his sword blade against a flat piece of stone as he conveyed his orders to the Rathmard captains.
There's plenty of food and water here. We'll camp by this stream until they bring back Borum and Vendace and the others. And when they do, I'll make such an example of them that no rapscallion will ever even think of disobeying me again. Gaddis, we've got no scouts at present, so you take 50 with you and go north. I want you to do a 2-day search in that direction. But if you find anything of interest before that, report back immediately.
The weasel Gaddis saluted with his spear.
It shall be done, First Blade.
Nearly a full day's journey up the same stream bank, the water broadened, running through two hills whose tops were fringed with pine and spruce trees. Logalog, chieftain of the Gowsome Shrews, was busily cleaning moss from the bottom of a beached and upturned log boat, assisted by another shrew called Frackle. They paused to watch the other shrews fishing. Frackle wiped moss from her rapier blade, nodding toward them.
Lots of freshwater shrimp in that landlocked stretch of water,
she said. Logalog ran his paws along a section of the hull he had cleaned off.
Aye, freshwater mussels too. Minnow and stickleback were there in plenty last time I fished that part. Take a stroll over there, Frackle. Easy like, and don't look up at yonder hill on the other bank. We're being watched by some of those thick-headed rapscallion vermin who tried attacking us yesterday.
Frackle sauntered away, murmuring casually.
Aye, I see the glint of the sun on the blades up in those trees at the hilltop, chief. What do you want me to do?
The shrewd chieftain went back to cleaning his boat.
Just take things easy, mate. Tell the crews not to look suspicious. Pass the word to the archers to drift back to the boats and get the bows and arrows ready. We'll give those vermin a warm welcome if they comes down off of that hill and tries crossing the stream.